Hey there, this is Marquez Brownlee from the Waveform Podcast, and I just wanted to pop in and let you know we just published our newest episode with one of the biggest personalities on the entire internet, Mr. Beast from YouTube. So while you all probably know him as the guy that gives stuff away, behind the scenes he lives and breathes YouTube content strategy. Seriously, I was lucky enough to sit down and discuss some of this with him and kind of everything you could possibly want to know about the YouTube world. So if you've ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes of some of the biggest YouTube channels on the planet, check out the latest Waveform episode to hear our chat.
To anyone watching, if you're trying to be a YouTuber, you're in luck. I'm basically just telling you everything I've spent my entire life researching. So I love YouTube. I love making innovative content, and it's just kind of gotten to the point where my videos have gotten so expensive that I've had to build other channels or other companies to kind of fund my videos. And yeah, just lots of fun stuff to talk about.
You can find Waveform on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to another episode of The League. I'm your host, FIFA 24/7. I'm here with Mr. Dead & Hip Hop.
What up?
I'm also here with Mr. AKA Yo Mama's Baby Daddy.
What's going on? What's going on? Also young enough to be Yo Daddy. You know what I'm saying?
There you go, Mr. Disrespect himself. Look, man, I know that we took it was a bit of a hiatus before the last podcast. So obviously there's not a lot to catch up on this. But before we started recording, me and Nick were kind of talking a little bit about, you know, now we're kind of involved in three leagues. We have our own Dead & Sports League. We have the original league. And then we also have the Restart League. And we were talking about how in the original league, we've built up our teams to kind of match our personalities and our identities, how we want to attack offensively and defensively. That now in this Restart League, it's like, damn, I got a lot of work to do. Because I feel you. And you know, I saw you text today in the chat where you were like, you know, this year with your Chicago Bears team in the Restart League, all you try to do is play spoiler, right? Like, obviously, I think you'll make the playoffs. And I think that you'll be relatively competitive because you definitely got Dwayne Haskins balling. But it's like, you know, internally, like, this isn't the team I could win with.
Yeah. And of course, like the way we pick our teams, like as far as within this circle, we usually like to pick a team that we can actually build up. I think in the chat, Spike called out M Extra, like, nigga, you picked a team in the Buffalo Bills that's basically ready to win now. And you talking trash. Like, you just basically got there and the keys were handed to you. With us, it's like we kind of like want to tinker and retool some things that we see potential in franchises. But with the Bears, obviously the QB situation, like I know I talked about not trying to go into another franchise that I would have to worry about a QB, but I've already picked the Bengals. So it's like, there's not that many teams that I could want to develop and create and retool that already, like to me, that their defense is what really brought me to them. I can kind of fix a little bit of everything else on offense, but yeah, I'm nowhere near ready to compete for this season.
Ken, how about you? Like, do you feel you can compete this season, or what's it going to take? Or how many years do you, you know, obviously simulated years, but how many seasons do you think it'll take for you to get to where you want to be?
Defense is going to be my biggest issue. I think offensively, with Thielen, Jefferson, who just got there, the slots and the other guys, I don't really like them that much. But, you know, as long as they do their job, we'll be fine. And Rudolph, offensively, I think we'll be okay. But defense is very, very young. We have 3 to 4 rookie corners. I have a rookie middle linebacker who's not rated high. So we're going to struggle there. So it's going to have to be a lot of scheme. And this year, I'm kind of – not this year, just overall, I'm kind of rebuilding my defense in terms of how I want to call defenses and attack. So not only am I kind of building a whole defensive strategy, a brand new defensive strategy, I also got a bunch of young guys who won't be able to execute that strategy. So I think for me to turn that around, not only build those guys up, but I got to draft other guys. It's probably going to take about a year. Yeah, I think about a year.
Yeah, I say I'm a year from really competing. Like, as far as comfortably, obviously it'll be that third year for me to see what these rookies do after this season when we draft and stuff. But right now I have a young offense. Like my wide receiver.
You're the opposite.
Yeah, my wide receivers are young. They have depth traits, which is really good. Mm-hmm. I made some trades for a couple of young, speedy receivers. And I have a good balance, but my offensive line is not there yet. Like I need some help. That's why I kind of made some of the trades I did to kind of give me that flexibility. Cause I think I mentioned in the last episode, I was able to get the first round pick from the Detroit Lions since, you know, we have three users in my division. They're the ones that's probably going to get Aiden up the most. I expect at least a top 12, top 15 pick. So that could be offensive lineman, or that could be a defensive, you know, corner. Like or it could be quarterback, depending on how I get Haskins. Cause like I think I mentioned this to Ken. I don't know if I mentioned on the show, but I'm trying to get Haskins to be at least a superstar by the end of the year. So if I can get Haskins to activate that dev trait, cause he went back to being a normal, you know, QB, not even having any potential. If I can activate something out of him, make him a superstar, then I can move forward. Otherwise, I can just draft another QB and then just try to make some shit happen.
Bet. So for me, I picked the Ravens, and I've said it already a couple of times. I didn't want to go through the whole finding a QB thing. But the Ravens are not perfect, right? Like they had a lot of salary that I felt just wasn't worth it. For me, y'all already know I need speed at corner, and both of their corners, even though they're good in real life, Marcus Peters and Marlon Humphreys, in the game, they just can get beat too much. So I traded the one that I was okay with taking that cap hit on, which was Marcus Peters. I traded him to the Green Bay Packers. So I'm sorry for y'all too, because the Packers probably got one of the best cornerback tandems now. But you know,
Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, I got three picks for him though. I got a first round.
That talks about Adrian's GMing.
What the hell is he be doing?
He likes what he likes. But you know, it is what it is. So for me, I think offense is always easier to rebuild than defense.
We just sitting with that information. My bad.
Yeah. No. Good. Hey, look. Y'all are all division rivals, so it is what it is. But for me, it's always easy to get the outside weapons, even running backs, right? Like, however you want to attack. I got two guys that I always go after first if it's not a user team, which is my guys, Christian Kirk and Andy Isabella. So those guys, they fit what I like to do. So obviously I got them again with the Ravens. Their O-line was relatively good because they got bookend tackles on that squad already, and one of them is already paid. So I'm good there. For me, it's the defense. And anybody that watches my Twitch and what I've been doing with the Ravens, I'm in a shootout every game. I got to score 30 if I'm going to win, because I can't really stop teams from scoring less than 20. I just can't. I don't have the speed. I don't have the rush. I don't have anything special on my defense. So with all that being said, I know I'm definitely some years away from really competing. Obviously, I know I'll make the playoffs. I'm in a one user division. So obviously I'm a feast on my own division. And I think my user skills are good enough where I can go 50 to 75% against the users I will play. But with that being said, those user games, we're going to be scoring in 30s and 40s. I'm talking about me and whoever I'm playing against. So that's not a way to win a championship. Like, you got to be able to, you know, get stops, get turnovers and stuff like that. And my defense just can't do that. So I'm with you, Nick, where I think I'm more 2 years away defensively from really starting to put clamps on people and being able to run some of the schemes I like to run. But for right now, what I'm doing is I'm focusing more on my offense. I'm looking at option. Obviously, I got Lamar Jackson. So I'm looking to diversify my playbook a little bit more and get more diverse runs out of Lamar and J.K. Dobbins. And I'm trying to activate J.K. Dobbins' dev trade as well. But yeah, man. So like, I feel y'all when y'all, especially you, Nick, when you're talking about how, you know, in the original league, how everything's tailor made now, You know what I'm saying? Everything is how we want to play. And this is like, damn, it's a little bit of a struggle. You know what I'm saying? No, damn, we got to do all of this again. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, draft fatigue. Like, I'm looking at the draft. And I'm like, oh, who's in the draft? I was like, oh, it's the same guys. Like, there's no excitement there. It makes it a little easier, but, you know, but nah, so you're trying to run different plays?
So, you know, I have a custom playbook. So literally the other night I spent about 30, 40 minutes going through removing a whole bunch of fluff out of my offensive playbook. That just sets and formations I don't use, plays I don't use, to free up pretty much all. So any option play that's in Madden, I have it in my playbook now. So I have pretty much every option play. I also added a whole bunch of jet sweeps, because what I want to start doing a little bit more is putting people in motion, attacking from angles that I haven't attacked from before, you know, to keep people off balance and also to take advantage of bookend tackles, a 96 speed quarterback. You know, JK will be one of the best backs in the league, and all of the speed I have on the outside. You know, like I want you to have to defend not only vertically, but sideline to sideline. I don't think I do that. Well, I do it with drags and stuff like that, but I don't necessarily do it with the run game or misdirection. So I want to add a little bit more misdirection.
It's not easy, those misdirections, because they don't really work. The counters and shit don't work the way
it depends on how strong his offensive line, which I think he has you have a decent offensive line at the least.
It's okay.
I mean, I've seen Adrian, it's worked for Adrian, but yeah, I guess maybe there's an offensive line issue. You know what I don't like that in Madden that you used to be able to do, but you can't do is hike the ball with guys in motion. Like I'm watching when I was watching the Chiefs play, I was like, man, I would love to do some of that. But we can't do that. Like when Tyreek Hill goes out and then comes back underneath quarterback.
Yeah.
I was like, I wish we could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they get like all that stuff is built into the animation.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Madden, you could pull a receiver. Back in the day, you could pull a receiver in motion from one side of the field to the other and like hike it before he even gets reset.
Yeah.
And you take the defense off guard.
And even in Madden 20, you were able to put a wide receiver in motion to put him as a blocker. So if you hike the ball and he is, I guess, inside the tackle box, he's just going to be an extra blocker. So
you
if
can do that,
you know,
tight end,
okay,
you can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore. Yeah. So I feel you can, and I agree with Nick in terms of misdirection plays and things like that. There is a set. I'm not going to tell y'all which one because it's my favorite set to run out of. But the counter play out of my favorite set.
We're gonna see it when you play, bro.
I want
to talk about streaming too, but anyway, go ahead. You
know,
can keep
like,
it to yourself.
Just watch the stream. You'll see it. I call it at least 5-6 times a game. Like it, you know, just it is what it is. But there's a counter play out of this one formation that I really like, and there's a halfback zone run that I murder. And those are I like those counters, and then I call a play action off of that. So, you know, I want to, and the mindset, right, doesn't change. I just want to be able to expand it a little bit more. And what I mean by that is, you know, I like to run out of passing formations and pass out of run formations. And I like to run a lot of the same things to give you the same looks, because I'm not always going to do the same thing, right? So I like to try to play that game with people. So I'm just trying to expand it a little bit more with this playbook and this team.
It's funny because I think we're, you know, I'm kind of in that same boat. Like I went through my playbook and took out a bunch of shit. Like I went through my whole playbook, my whole passing playbook, and ran every single pass play I could run, every single one at least once or twice, so I can get a feel for, do I like this? Does this fit what I like to do offensively? And are there areas that I could use this to attack a defense with? Every single one. Then if I didn't feel it or if I didn't feel comfortable with it, took it out. And now I'm doing the same thing with my defense because I'm basically re-changing up how I play offensively now. It's still going to be smash mouth, but I'm about to slang that pill, boy.
I get you. I'll say this one thing before I talk about my offense and my scheme. My Khalil Mack, man.
Beast.
He is
unfair.
A fucking blessing in disguise. Mm. I do not, Ken, when I tell you I don't even user him.
I don't even want
to
hear this.
This nigga got 11 sacks, 10 to 11 sacks already. And this is just him. And he got a pick on his own. Like, sometimes I just sit back, kid, and I'm just like, let the nigga play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like a parent. Like, go ahead, play. You know what I'm saying? Get out of my way. This man, he's a safe haven. Like, for me on the defensive side. And there's still some things I need to retool on the defense. It's not a perfect defense, but that front seven just alleviates so much for me. That I don't really have to, like, I'm really figuring out, like, do I need more draft picks? Do I need, like, cause, like, what holes do I really, cause I don't like just trading players for picks and all that stuff just to do it. Like, I feel like I need a purpose. And usually it happens in the first couple years when you start a franchise. But, like, just the way he plays, it's like, damn, bro, I can just focus on other areas cause he takes care of so much and he's so versatile that I go to my offensive side, which is the lackluster side, because I don't really have anybody really spectacular outside of Allen Robinson. I got Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery. They're pretty good as a speed and power, but there's still a lot. Like, offensively, I haven't figured out the playbook yet. I've kept it really simple because I have Dwayne Haskins. He started out at 65. I got him at 67 now, so I'm hoping he'll get at least by 70, maybe 73 by the time we hit the playoffs. But it's really, like, I really keep it up close and personal because there's sometimes where he'll make throws. I'm like, oh, he, like, that's not a regular shitty QB making these throws. And there's other times when he's under pressure or, like, when you need him to make a third down, short, like, he just overthrows it or it's something wacky. So those are the ones that remind me, like, oh, you got to remember who you're dealing with. You're still dealing with someone who's progressing. You're not dealing with that finished product, like you said, we talked about in our other franchise.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, Nick? Like, even Lamar is like that. You know, like, there's been a couple of drag routes that I've thrown. And, you know, I know how to throw the ball, right? Like, it's not like I'm a questionable QB user. And I try to pass lead him wide, and all of a sudden he throws it inside, and it's like a pick. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't throw nowhere near. I'm throwing away. Where are you throwing that ball at? So, yeah, even Lamar Jackson, man, as a passer, he definitely – there's a lot of throws I thought I could make with him that he can't make. So I'm still learning how I want to attack with Lamar Jackson in the passing game. If you watch, especially the stream against the Texans, and the Texans is a CPU game, I should have lost that game. They were up on me. I think I threw two interceptions. I think they scored off of both of them. Not touchdowns. I think one was a touchdown, one was a field goal. But Andy Isabella, and I knew what they were running. They, like, in that second half to try to stop me, all they were doing, the CPU was running cover three. So I just started running cover three beaters. And, you know, I got speed, so I was able to get behind the defense and score. But I put it to you like this. If I get to the AFC Championship game, it's an act of God, bro, because I shouldn't get that far. I should maybe win one game in the playoffs, but that's about it. Like, the way my team is right now today.
How do you think your chances are against Foreign? Because I think you play him this week, right?
Yeah, I play him next. I think I have good chances, mainly because obviously that front seven is hellacious, is one of the best in the game, even though it's still underrated because he's still got to develop those guys. But I think I could get behind his defense, and then obviously I have the most mobile quarterback in the game. So I think I'll be able to make plays. It's really going to come down to how good of an offensive game he can call, right, to take advantages of my weaknesses on defense. So if he can score in the 30s with this team, he has a really good chance of beating me.
The thing about Foreign that I've noticed is that, again, he's like Belichick when it comes to defensive schematics. He is going to not necessarily take away your best option because you can still get to him. It's just more about, like, if you make a mistake on offense, like a turnover, or if you don't convert in the red zone, he's going to take advantage of that. So my advice to you is just, like, again, try to run the ball as much as you can because his run defense isn't really he'll adjust because you can't just run the same plays. Obviously, he'll adjust, but if you get a good running game going, that'll be more that'll complicate his defensive scheme going in, because what he wants to do, he doesn't really get pressure, but he just wants you to he baits you into certain throws. Like he'll pretend like certain players are open, but he wants to bait you. So that's why you really have to go to your second, maybe even third option, depending on how you schematically have your offense. But a good run game and don't turn the ball over, you could beat him, especially with that Washington team. He ain't doing shit on offense.
Yeah, no, he's not doing nothing on offense. So that's why I'm not too worried. Like I said, I definitely think I could beat him with this squad. So I wanted to go back just a little bit. So with, I think one of my favorite formations now is, what is it? It's the strong pistol. I have an option out of it, but the four audibles that I have out of this option play, I'm gonna fuck people up. So the reason why I like this option play, because it's a speed to the left or to the right, obviously, whichever way I want to go. But it puts Lamar kind of like in a dead sprint with JK, where, you know, he rides JK and then it's one-on-one with that DN. But my audibles out of that, I can go to a halfback screen. I can go to a dive run play. I can go to a short pass play, and I could go to a deep pass play. So the options out of that, because y'all already know how I like to do. Like if I catch you in a certain defense that is just not right for what I'm running, we're gonna no huddle you, and I'm gonna get as much as I can out of that. So I feel real confident with this playbook and what I want to do. I need to see somebody just thoroughly shut it down before I'm like, okay, let me scrap that. But I'm confident. I'm confident.
That's why I'm anticipating your matchup with Foreign to see how he plays you.
Mm. Yeah. I'm coming out of the 4-3.
You got to, bro.
I'm old school, man. I had to come out. That's no longer like the base defense of the NFL. So
I love the 4-3. That's my shit, bro. Man, I'll let you know right now. That is my defense. That is my go-to defense. Is 4-3.
Bro, when I was shutting people, when people were struggling on offense against me, it was that 4-3. That 4-3 was given. It was just the way I could call games with it. But that's why I've struggled a lot on defense lately, outside of the little glitch shit I got, is because I'm switching to a new style. So I got to relearn like the nickel. And because I did a 3-4, then I went to a 4-3. But I do not like the fucking nickel, bro.
Nick, was it the single linebacker in the middle?
I'm running them all.
Oh, so what are you running nickel wise? 3-3-5?
I don't know yet which one I like. So I might go 3-3. I really, again, I'm old school guy, so I like normal. But I'm playing around with the different formations to see which one will best suit my purposes. So because sometimes a lot of those defensive formations that get you out of position.
I go by my personnel when it comes to like certain formations. And so far, 4-3 works with all the defenses that I've had, because it just, to me, it simplifies everything. It stops the run once you get your players set up and drafted and coach them up. The pass, again, it brings pressure for the pass, but it also still gives you at least two linebackers and your DNs or your DBs coverage. Like, I don't know. It's heavily favored to personnel. You cannot run 4-3. Just with it, like if I picked the Jets, I wouldn't even do that.
No, you can't. You got to get the personnel. And the key to a successful 3-4 defense is all about the linebackers. And your linebackers have to be, forget about pass coverage, right? Like your linebackers, you got to get them that can stop the run first. And then get fast linebackers that their speed makes up for their lack of pass coverage. Like just get in the way. You're saying like, if this dude is going to beat you and he's going to catch the ball, make sure that you're able to tackle him and not get any rack yards or yak yards. You know what I'm saying? So to me, in my 3-4, the way I try to build it, that's how I try to build it. Give me speed at linebacker. But first and foremost, y'all got to be able to stop the run. And then after that is just that. That's the reason why I like DBs with so much speed, because if I'm applying pressure in that 3-4, my back end got to be able to cover me. You know, so
yeah, I can stop the run. I ain't worried about that. But yeah, so, but yeah, you know, I'll figure it out. Like, I got a whole new strategy that I'm trying to implement, you know, moving forward. So, yeah. What was I going to say?
How was facing, real quick before we wrap up, how was facing Adrian as the Packer?
It seemed like he's getting out of that run heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
he said he's not going to pound it anymore like that.
Yeah, he kind of stuck to that. But, you know, I got those rookie corners. So Davante Adams just ate one of the motherfuckers alive on the damn, you know, slant across the middle. Yeah. Just, but yeah, no, it was actually fun. I had two fumbles. I think I had like three turnovers in that game. First possession, Dalvin Cook of all motherfuckers fumbled the goddamn ball. So I was like, man, so next thing I know, I was down 14-0. I was like, man, this some bullshit. Like, you know, same shit, different day, right? But we went on like a 21-0 run and got back in it. And I think it was 24-21. And I think that's when my rookie cost me two turnovers. He had two interceptions. And Kirk Cousins had a fumble too. And then he took it to the house. And the first interception came, I didn't even know he was in the game because I said I wanted to give him PT. I might change that, but because I was running to the right and I threw it and Jaire Alexander picked it off.
He's the guy.
I was moving the ball down the field, picked it off, and
yeah,
he, you know, so he scored on that.
I hate that I have to wait like till week 10 or 11 to face anybody. So like the first, but I also like it because the first 9 weeks that I have. Practice. It's all Haskins development. Like I'm getting Haskins ready, and I'm also getting.
Damn, so that's your first user game is in week 10.
It's like something. Yeah, it's like after my bye week because I know right now I don't face anybody until and like it's the second half of my schedule. That's when I face everybody. Okay. That's when I face y'all and then I face the Titans and yeah. It's
hopefully a lot. We'll be ready by then. I gotta put some work in.
Nah, but I'm ready for Adrian because that pissed me off that trade, bro. Because I want to start slinging it just to prove that trade was some bullshit.
Yeah, I think facing him because he's actually you know does okay on defense. So yeah, it gave me a chance to kind of test.
Yeah, I would give him credit. He's decent on defense.
Yeah, I had a chance to really test out the offense. And I was like, okay, yeah, I think this can work. This could actually work. And then I played Dom last night, and his shit fucked up. So that was a fun game because I picked him off twice, and we were going back and forth. And I was it was like 14 all, and then I scored 21-14. He was driving down the field, and it was like fourth and two or whatever. And I something told me I was like, he is gonna try to throw this ball, and he's going to pick a formation to make it look like he was going to run. And I'd be damned if he didn't do it. And we picked that shit off.
It's we're all creatures of habit. At this point in time.
But I've never played him before. So this is that chess match. So I'm like, what is he going to do? First play of the game, 76 yards with Derrick Henry. That was on me because I picked like a 4-6. I was like, okay, I'm going to shut that shit down. Bam, he was gone. I was like, shit. But once then, you know, we settled down and I started to really call a defense and, you know, kind of take away what, like you said, creatures of habit. I started to pick up on his tendencies. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. So, yeah, I've had a chance to kind of test out the offense against some users, which is what I want to do and see how it works.
So, yeah. So let's leave the people here. I have one question for everybody. It stemmed off of something that you said, Ken. What's the biggest deficit that you're comfortable with being able to come back from? Because you say you were down 14-0 and started making me think, damn, you know, I've been down bigger than that, but I've been confident in those games. So what's the number? What's the score where you're like, damn, I might not come back from this?
For me, it's 17. 17 is that. I would say 14, but I would say 17. If it's like 17-0, and I'm going into the second half, I'm confident that I can. For me, it's all about, do I have the ball second half? Because I love to end the first half with a touchdown and start the second half with a touchdown. That's a 14-point swing. So now I'm like seven. Now it's 14-17. It's a ball game. But if I'm down 17 and it's in the third quarter, it's a wrap.
It depends a lot on who I'm facing. Because some people are just elite offensively. They just know how to call the offense. But I would say against a user 14. Because I feel like I can at least get a turnover somewhere.
Yeah, there's a turn. There's a turnover There's at least two turnovers every game.
I was recently down against the computer 28-7. And I was like, shit. It was in the first half, but I came all the way back. And so I ended up losing 35-33 because my kicker missed two extra points, and I never miss extra points. But I was proud that we were able to kind of just come back because they were doing whatever they wanted. So and I had to work to come back. So against the computer 21, against a user 14. They gonna for fuck me, up somewhere.
Yeah. You're a human. You're gonna make a mistake. And like Nick said, you know, people are creatures of habit. So if I see something and I've been doing this and I switch it up, I may get you to mess up. For me, honestly, 21, depending on the user, so like if it's a high powered team like the Chiefs that I played in our original league in the last playoffs, someone like him, I don't want to get down more than 21 because obviously he's gonna put up points, you know, M extra as well, foreign. I don't want to get down by 21. Everybody else, I feel confident if I'm down 21, I could come back. Not saying that I'm gonna always win, but you ain't gonna beat me by 21. That, you know what I'm saying? The end score is gonna be by 21. Computer 24. Because you already know how Madden computer be cheating a lot sometimes. So I would say between 21 to 24 points, I still feel confident in the game. And it also depends on my team. Like with the original team, with my Browns team, yeah, I could come back. Like the other day when I was playing one of the preseason games, I was like, I'm too reckless with this team. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I throw three interceptions. It doesn't matter if I'm down 14 points, 21 points. I always feel like I could win the game. I feel like all I need is a defensive stop and a big score. But I'm glad that we are doing the restart because it makes me dial it back. You know, this is not the perfect team built for me. So it's like, okay, I have to be more strategic. I can't just take all these shots downfield. I can't just put this person on, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's re-humbling me. I was a little too gone on the Browns.
I feel you, FIFO. That's how I am with Haskins. Like, and it's crazy because like he does have talent, but I have to like keep myself back. Like, bro, you can't do half of the throws you want to. You can't scramble like you want to. Just if it's there, it's there. If it's not, throw it away. Or even just now, take the sack. Like, I'd rather just take the sack and kick the punt than to try to throw a pick. Because to me, those are all momentum swings.
Yeah. Well, all right, y'all. That was another episode of The League. Make sure you stay tuned. We are back in normal rotation. And make sure that you actually are paying attention because we're talking about three leagues and one podcast. It started with one. Now we're at three. Maybe more by the end of the year. Maybe by the end of the quarter. I don't know. But we appreciate you guys listening. Make sure that you are subscribed and make sure you download the podcast. We'll holler at y'all. Peace.